What is your serial killer trait? Obviously, this is lighthearted.
Right. All right, Matt, what is your serial killer trait?
Well, I have two that came to mind once we mentioned Josie's. So one that's food related is if I'm eating grapes, I like to eat the skin off of them before I eat the grapes.
That is psycho.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Let's get the Dexter.
There we go.
Dexter soundtrack for you.
Uh-huh.
It's really good. It makes the grape experience better. So you suffer through the skin to enjoy the grape that much more.
Okay.
I've never heard of that in my life.
How do you even do that?
It's meticulous.
It has to be.
Yeah.
When you're bored, it helps fill the time when you're not. So I don't eat the whole bag of grapes.
So should I do that?
It takes longer to eat the grapes.
Okay.
Should I do that in traffic instead of making faces at people when I drive
Perhaps.
By?
Perhaps.
I don't know which is better.
That's probably more dangerous, actually.
Are you peeling it with your teeth or peeling? Okay.
Yeah, peeling it with my teeth. Golly. So I'll like bite at the top where the stem would be and just kind of peel it back almost like a banana.
Okay.
Wow.
And then it makes the grape that much better because the skin's gone, but it takes a while to get through the skin. So that just saying that makes me sound like a serial killer.
Anything we say, the skin is gone.
Yeah. Anytime you're peeling skin off anything, serial killer. But it takes a while to get through the skin. So if you've got a big bag, you won't just sit there and just grape.
It makes it a process.
Kind of like eating peanuts. It takes a while to kind of get through the shell and everything. So it's a chore. To actually eat
it.
The only thing I don't like about that is when you eat a grape, it's supposed to like be crisp and fresh. That's what I like. When you're taking off the skin, by the way, the skin that you're eating, like a human, you wouldn't just skin it. You would skin it and eat it. But it makes it too soft.
Yeah. Well, I'm still eating the skin. I eat the skin off of it first, and then I eat just the grape, and it just gives... bite of grape is so much more flavorful because it doesn't have the skin on it.
You don't get that crisp bite in the
pop.
Yes, the pop.
I didn't even know you could do that. Mm. I didn't even know you could even do that. I thought it was all one piece.
Give yourself extra points if you peel it off in a full peel.
Very similar to Goldmember when he peels the big hunks of skin off his body.
I like doing that.
The bigger the peel I get on the grape, the happier
I am. The better it feels. I get
it.
That is
definitely a serial killer.
The fact that I get it also makes me smile.
The one that I had that's not food related is I refuse to hang up a shirt of mine that has buttons if the top button is not buttoned.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
I have to have the top button.
Yeah, because it feels like it might fall off.
Well, it might fall off, but then also when it lays that way, if the top button's unbuttoned, it tends to lay and stretch the neck out a little more.
Okay, my husband's a serial killer too then.
Yeah, I can't do that. I have to have the top button buttoned.
Mm-hmm.
All the other ones don't have to be.
I usually just do the top button, nothing else.
I'm totally fine with that.
As long as the top button has to be buttoned so that it keeps the collar closer and keeps it from spreading out.
Okay, you definitely have some serial killer traits.
Those are the two that we said are lighthearted.
Yeah. The way you look every day, I'm like, the dude's going to kill somebody.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel emotionless about things, and I'm like, other people are really upset. Maybe I should
be bothered. Can we delve into that another day?
That's fine.
Can we delve into the things that like you see other people freak out about?
My lack of empathy for certain things? Sure.
Yeah. We all have some stuff where you're like, you see everyone else crying, and you're looking over, and you're like, why am I not feeling this at all?
Should I feel something?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things that happen in the news that everybody is up in arms about, and I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Matt!
Oh, I could probably guess one right now.
I think I know what side he's on, but he doesn't get political at all.
Uh-uh.
No, I don't like politics, but I mean, there's cases and things happening in the news that...
You just don't care about.
No, I do not.
You don't care about Nancy Guthrie, do you?
Not.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I felt that way from the very beginning with you.
No.
Yeah. I was like, this dude does not care if they find her.
Yeah.
Just because she's related to...
That sounds so bad.
I don't say that, but I feel like because she's related to a famous person, she shouldn't get any more covers than anybody
else. That is true.
That's not fair. My sister's the same way. She was like, you know that there are so many missing people. I'm like, I know.
Go to Walmart and walk by the bathroom.
I know.
There's 16 pictures of missing children in our community right now, and we're up in arms every day concerned about Nancy Guthrie.
Right. Yeah, and if you think about that, can you imagine if you're the parent of the missing?
No, I cannot.
And you're hearing, you're looking this on the TV, they're giving every resource possible,
yes,
and you have somebody missing, and they're not giving all the resources.
And it's got to feel that way. You have to feel outraged.
If you're, not one.
For any of the stories, you know, like the murders or the hit and runs,
right,
and all the things, the terrible things that are happening, and only certain things get covered. I can't imagine.
I think she even got a call from the president.
Yes, right. Yes. Well,
It's celebrity culture, though. I mean, it's how it goes. I'm not saying it's right, but
and I'm not saying that the police are giving more effort to Nancy because of the publicity, because of the notoriety. But I do think that the public is giving more awareness to
which
gives it a better chance of getting solved than somebody who you're like, who?
Oh, yeah, they are, Matt. They are. They have the FBI. They have the police. They're using so many resources, they are putting more effort.
Well, and it's because they're under such public pressure.
That's right.
Yeah, also that.
They're going to think if they don't catch this this kidnapper, that they're not a good police
department.
They can't
do it. Yeah, they can't do their job. Yeah.
Well, can I give Katie one real quick? It made me think about this, a serial killer trait.
Sure.
Maybe this has changed.
Okay.
But I think for years and years, let's just say we had a story. And I know it's dark, but let's just say an unnamed family, like a family of four dies in a fire. And Katie's like, oh, that's so sad. I'm like, and their dog too. She's like, oh my God, what's the dog? Why did they get the dog out? Yep. I think with Gene Hackman, fair. You were more sad about the dogs.
I was.
Than both of them. I was. Yes.
Like they're old. True. They had a great life. Those dogs were in a crate. Yeah. They couldn't get out.
I'm like, they both can be sad.
Right. Yeah.
Your reaction always been with the dog, like, oh my God, not the dog. Like, what about 100%. The family of four? Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. They could have got. They have hands that could open the door.
Yeah. I think we got a full into a full blown fight. This was before you had kids.
Yeah.
How about like if it was personal? Like if it was like. Would you save Landon, my son, if you could, or the dog? You're like, oh, definitely the dog.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Like, what the hell? It was like a personal thing. I'm like, we got in a full-blown argument because I thought you were kidding and you were dead serious. I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with you?
Not my kid.
I will own it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yep. Jason, only name your top 10.
I mean, right off the bat, my appearance, initial appearance.
Okay, well.
Right off the bat.
Duck face.
That's been like the last year. All of a sudden, you look weird in photos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, photo. That's why I've been trying to change my hairstyle. I'm starting to think now it's my hairstyle. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But your face has morphed into that.
Yeah. That's right off the bat because the constant thinking probably of a serial killer. It's kind of like a meth head. It changes your bone structure.
Yeah. What if that was the case? You just start looking like a killer. Like, we got him.
I mean, as far as personality, I mean, it's nonstop. It's like constantly thinking about how to get away with murder.
Uh-huh.
It is. It's like I don't mean to kill anybody. I'm constantly thinking, how could I get... Even the Samantha Guthrie case, I'm like, how is he? I'm just trying to think of all the steps he shouldn't have put the backpack, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly thinking of that. So that's probably my biggest one.
The Dexter theme, pretty good for you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
More?
Yeah, go.
Well, I think it's this is a big one. I get the most upset more than humans with inanimate objects.
Yeah, you do.
I punch the wall. I'm pissed at myself. And that has to do with, because I can't blame it on anybody.
That's the most honest thing you've ever said in 18 years on the
air. Well done. That book is working, bud.
Yes.
I can't blame it on the wall. The wall is not alive.
He's like, Jared, nah, not your kid. Nah, Matt, no.
Nobody else's fault.
Nah, it's me.
Yep,
it's
the most you get it, wall.
He's like, stupid wall.
We've had a breakthrough, everybody.
Yeah.
This is a moment.
I think another big thing, too, is no matter where I am, I could be in a hotel room, especially in a hotel room, because it really makes me anxious. If a mirror or a picture on the wall is a little tilted, I got to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Look right. Or a TV. I can't even watch the TV because I don't have to mount it right.
Because they say, serial killers can be very meticulous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like OCD in some ways.
Yeah. I think the hours of the day that Jason chooses to do certain jobs is also serial killer.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Gosh.
2 a.m. Oh, the weeds. I got to pull.
That is definitely true. Yes. I was stuck outside at 2 o'clock in the morning when the fertilizer bag broke in my lawn. I just stood there for like a half an hour at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Probably asleep, and you didn't even know it.
Right.
I set an alarm.
Didn't you paint something at like 4 in the morning?
Gosh. I painted the my entire Everly's swing set, and it was wood. I had to sand it.
Yeah.
It took me, hours and hours, and I said, I'm not stopping. And I painted it until 4 in the morning, and I looked at it the next day. It was so cold at night without the sun. I had to resand the whole thing because it was streaks everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
And do it again. It was awful.
That's great.
Yeah, those are just a few.
Yeah. I know.
Mm-hmm.
We all have them, right?
Yeah, very fun.
We definitely all have them. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about Matt. Does not care about missing elderly women. That sounds bad when you say it that way.
I don't care any more about her than I do any other missing person.
That's a better way of saying
it. That does make it sound
better.
That's
how I feel about it. And it feels like the rest of the world cares a lot more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're on trial, that's the way you should say it.
Yep.
Trust me, I've justified it in my brain. Like, why do I not care?
This audio.
That's always a good question when you ask yourself, why do I not care like a normal person? I've been there. Like, I should be caring more. Why don't I care?
I don't.